Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another exciting edition of Ladies Get Your Prance On. And today I have the powerhouse back in the house, the brand strategist expert, Joey Garrity, and I'm so excited to have her. And for the few of you who may not know who she is a brand strategist, she's a social media influencer, a speaker, and she's the founder of Number 113 Branding. She's worked in the Hollywood entertainment industry for over 15 years at top companies such as the Walt Disney Company, Sony Pictures, and film, television, original web content, and branded entertainment. And she discovered that by embracing her past and pulling forward by combining both the creative and strategic business sides of the entertainment industry, along with her branding expertise from launching the first multimedia startup business for the Walt Disney Company, she could translate what she learned and help women entrepreneurs like you around the world to gain greater visibility, influence, and success for them and their brand in the marketplace. Welcome, Joey.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am so excited to have you back because every time I have you back, I learn something new for my brand. And so I'm kind of selfish, Joey. I'm like, God, I am so excited to have you back. And so what is it like for you living back in Hollywood? What is one of the things that you have found the most exciting by being back there?
Probably just reconnecting with my old network of fabulous dynamic, you know, people in the entertainment industry. So just reminding myself of where I came from, and it's really exciting in Hollywood. There's no doubt about it. You know, there's a lot going on here, too. There's a lot of events. And
there is.
And there's a big community here as well, yeah.
I love it. And you know, one of the things that, for the people listening, I follow Joey and I work with Joey. And to see all the pictures on Facebook and seeing when you go back to, you know, to the television lots and to go back and revisit, I just get excited thinking of what it would be like to go back to one of my old companies and revisit again, you know, how exciting that would be and realize that some of the things that you thought that you were, like, worried about at the time, you look back and realize, oh, that was nothing.
That's the truth.
That is so cool. So today you're going to be sharing with the listeners on the why behind creating an impactful marketing campaign. And so I just kind of want to turn it over to you because, I mean, this is an area that you are the expert in, and I'm still the student learning.
Well, thank you, Lisa. So I'm really passionate about helping people create marketing campaigns. And today I'm gonna walk through some simple strategies that people can implement right away. And then I wanna talk about the why behind the campaign. The first why behind creating marketing campaigns online is it's a great way to attract your ideal customer, your ideal client. And when you attract your ideal client, we as women business owners are much happier campers, as we all know. If you attract a clients that aren't in alignment with you, it can really cause a lot of conflict for you and your business and sometimes can even force you to close your business down. So what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about first about two simple strategies that I have my clients implement right away and how they can impact and call in their ideal client. And the first one is this one seems very simple, but it's all about imagery. So what I ask my clients to do is I ask them to take pictures with their current ideal clients, to literally take pictures with them. And I know that might seem a little awkward at first, but I take pictures with my clients all the time, and I upload them, and I tag them in my imagery and my pictures because it's a way where you can show the marketplace, these are the people I work with. and other people on the marketplace can see themselves in the image itself. So it's a real simple technique, but it's a powerful technique. And for me, it also really blends into what I love to do, which is spotlighting my clientele and other women in the marketplace. So it's a way I could spotlight them and talk about them and let the marketplace know more about them. So what I'm going to ask from everyone out there is to take the simple strategy, but be really generous with the strategy. Talk about your clients. Talk about, you know, their upcoming events or their programs or all the reasons you love them. Okay, just all the reasons you love them. Right? It could be endless. But you want to do this, and you want to do this consistently and periodically to continuously remind the marketplace, these are the people I work with.
That's a great, you know, that's a great idea. You know, one of the things, Joey, that people struggle with, and I'm gonna ask this of you, and I've asked this before, but for people that might be listening, you know, a lot of people really do want to be seen, and they get so self-conscious when it comes time to take their picture because they don't want to look not good in the picture, like, you know, myself, I'm 20 pounds overweight, and so here's my ego talking that, you know, to be in a picture, I'm always worried about that the angle's going to be that I look, you know, even bigger than what I am. And so is there any tips that you can give for people to, and I know this is off topic, but it's, you know, things pop in my head, you know, that's kind of how I roll with my show here.
Sure.
But do you have any suggestions for people on being comfortable to having their picture taken with another person, whether it be a selfie or is there any suggestions that you can ask the person who's taking the picture to maybe hold the camera at a certain angle?
Yes. Hold the camera up high. The higher, the better. This is why selfies are so popular, because you can hold the camera up high and you can get an angle on yourself. You can see yourself before you take the picture itself. And what I do recommend to people is take the picture as many times as you need until you love it. Like, I've been in just recently, I had quite a few people come in and visit me here in town, and you know, one of them asked the picture be taken, you know, 3, 4, 5 times. That's okay. Everyone just be patient with it, because it's important that the image itself, that you both love it and that you're both going to be excited about uploading it. Because once you and your ideal client which is your current client, take the picture together, you're going to tag them and spotlight them, but you also want to encourage them to spotlight you. See, this is a way that we can give each other testimonials in a very organic way. Again, it seems simple, but I'm telling you, it's a very impactful strategy that works.
Yeah, I learned that from you.
We take pictures together all the time, yeah.
all the time. Well, you know, and when you explained it to me so, like, let's say you go to a networking event and you meet somebody and you really like them and you take their picture. I mean, it was when you explained it to me that when you take somebody, you get to go, and as you put it, I love it, in their backyard. I mean, so people that have never heard or know you, all of a sudden they're seeing, you know, who's Joey Geary? Who is Lisa Lamont? I've never seen them. And so they become curious and you know, because you're both tagged each other, you know, you're in each other's backyards.
Right, exactly. So it's like a blockbuster moment, right? Because what happens for you guys on both sides, it's a way where we're of equal exchange of energies, is that people that are in my network might never have heard of one of my clients, but now they not only know that we're working together, but they're like, maybe this would be a really great opportunity to get to know this person, because Joey knows them, and that we're all running together. So it's another way where you could create more trust factor out there. The other thing, too, is that it's really great to take these pictures and populate them on your website, because when people come to your website, you want to show that you're not a lone wolf, right? You want to show that you're doing real business every single day. And then, so you could populate it, and it's a great way to show, again, another way when someone comes to your site, to see themselves inside the image and be like, I am Joey Geary's ideal client. I absolutely want to work with her. And it's a great way of spotlighting your clients as well. So
it's a great share. Well, I'm just glad, Joey, that you pointed out that it's okay to do 4 or 5 selfies if you have to. And it's, and I'm telling you, I really want to touch on this, because that's what people are afraid, like, oh, my eyes will be closed, or oh, it'll be the wrong angle. And this is what, you know, and I get this from Jen Duchenne, you know, you got to speak your truth. And this is important. If you don't like the picture that you're in, it's okay for you to say, I want another one. If they say that's good enough to say, then don't tag me. You know, it's really important for you to be able to say, if you don't like that picture, and if you don't feel that it flatters you enough, and it's just, you know, because there are different angles. I look at a thing on my neck, I look like I have 4 necks, you know, instead of 2 that I normally have, right? I just kind of want to address that it's really important for us to be able to say, yes, I'll love my picture. That, and here's why I usually ask the pictures to be taken on my camera. And then what I do when people take, you know, please, can you remove that picture? I really don't like it. And so, and I don't mean to, I'm sorry to go off topic, but I just thought that was something really important to share, because it kind of ties in with the marketing campaign, you know, doing the pictures. So,
yeah, well, it's a big part of the marketing campaign. And again, it just comes back to, you have a personal brand and you have a right to tag, untag. But I do want to encourage women to take their pictures. That's the most important thing to do. So always look your best, have the self-confidence that we all know you have, and, you know, and just get it done. So it's a strategy that will really help your business, right? And we all want to make more dollars, mm-hmm. right? The next strategy I wanted to share with the marketplace here is, I wanted to share about incorporating your ideal client into your marketing campaign out there through testimonials. But the way that I do it is that I actually brand my testimonials. So when I have a testimonial that's sent over, I put it on an image that's very branded, that for me, which is Perfect Man for me, it has a spotlight on it. So I take a spotlight imagery and then I lay the testimony down. The other piece to the testimonial that's really important is to add their imagery, so that there's face recognition, okay? It gives them more impact when people can see someone else's eyes, or they can see that they're real, you know? And then tag them again. It's another way to spotlight them and spotlight yourself, and it's real simple.
Yeah, I recently had Heather that does, you know, some of my graphic work. She did something for me that she took a quote of mine and incorporated with my mirror love. As a matter of fact, I just posted it today, because it's been a long time, and I came across it again. But once again, she had her brand at the bottom, but she took my quote, my image of mirror love and prancing kittens, and she combined them all. But yet at the bottom, she subtly put, you know, her business, you know, saying, you know, she's a graphic artist. And that was beautiful. I mean, so that's a good example of, you know, highlighting and spotlighting somebody else.
Yeah, no, it's terrific. And doesn't take much time. And then, you know, this kind of content build out around the imageries and the testimonials that you've branded, et cetera, content that you'll be able to use for a very long period of time. What I find that people are lacking a lot of times is the actual content pieces themselves. And so that's why, at times, they might not be able to campaign as loudly or as widely as they would like to online, because they just haven't taken the time to turn, you know, imagery or testimonials into branded pieces. And again, you know, really taking those pictures out there. I'll tell you, there's some masters, women entrepreneurs out there that are just killing it in their business. And these two techniques, they are using, like, very consistently. So I encourage everyone to do that.
So would you share with the listeners what your images are? So, you know, because people that may not know, you know, you have some images that you're connected with. And one is Hollywood, because that's your background and that's tied in with your brand. So can you share with the listeners that may not know you yet what images that you connect with?
Sure. So I always encourage my clients to sit down, and I encourage them to pick between 8 and 10 images that speak who they are to their brand, and then to consistently be using them over and over again. So, for instance, for me, the Eiffel Tower is one in particular that I use a lot. Spotlights. I use spotlights a lot. The Hollywood sign I use a lot. Stars, like the Walk of Fame. I'm using that a lot right now. Coco Chanel, because she's a big part of my company branded name. So Coco Chanel. And so from an outsider's point of view, that might be like, wow, that's kind of chaotic. That's a lot going on, like Paris, Coco Chanel, and Hollywood. And I'm like, no, it actually works beautifully, because what it does for the marketplace is they are able to hook into me, because they're like, oh, she's three-dimensional. She's interesting. She's got lots of interest. But it all comes back to being the star, standing in your own spotlight, standing up front and center, being visible. So this is these are the power symbols that I've created for myself and my brand, because you're not going to get more visible than the Eiffel Tower. So you want to make sure that there's a thread through your through your imagery.
And you have to, and your heart has to be connected to whatever your imagery is, or it's not going to work too. I want to point that out. So, you know, I mean, you're connected. You have this energetic draw to the Eiffel Tower. You have this energetic draw to Coco Chanel. I mean, it makes your heart sing. Like, I can appreciate both those, but those are examples that don't make my heart sing. But my brand around creative mirrors, because I'm all about the mirror love in my brand, you know, I love to find fun creative mirrors with quotes from famous people like Brené Brown, Louise Hay. So I incorporate those. So mirror is one of mine. And then the other passion I have is lighthouses. I love lighthouses. I happen to have a lighthouse right out my office window here to remind me of being that beacon of light for other people, that people that need that help, I'm here for them. So, you know, those are examples for the people listening of you know, what to look for in their brand.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
You want it to be an extension of who you are. And so not so long ago when Lisa invited me out to stand on her stage for It's Your Turn, Mukilteo, Tracy Warren was there in the audience, and she was saying she loves karaoke. And I'm like, then put it in your brand. It's interesting. You know, have microphones and, you know, people singing and all that, because that is your passion. You're passionate about it, right? And that's all going to turn back around again so people can hook into you. And then meanwhile, they're more interested in you because you're three-dimensional. And then they're like, oh, what do you do? And you're like, Tracy Warren, for instance, is like a social media guru. Okay, great. So you don't want to always hit it right on the money. And the stock footage that's out there, like, you know, a girl sitting at a desk at like a computer, that kind of stuff, that's just boring. Part of our job is to be entertaining. You know, like, do the extra work and find good imagery, because it can make all the difference in the world, for sure. So that's just too corporate, you know. So those are a couple strategies I have around, you know, really, you know, incorporating your ideal client into your marketing campaigns that you put out there. But next, I wanted to talk about how to create these marketing campaigns, because there's a couple tricks and tips to them that I you know, teach my clients that I'd love to let your listeners know about.
Sure.
So the way you do it is you do it for, you lay it out for 3 weeks at a time. I really encourage my clients not to do this day by day, because it can be overwhelming and it can, you know, be time consuming. So instead, I ask them to lay out a 3-week campaign. And the way to lay out the campaign is, you always want to be leading with your expertise. So for instance, if for me, I lay out 3-week campaign, and I take, in those 3 weeks, I lay in an article, a blog, a radio show, a TV show I was on, testimonials, imageries with current customers, an ideal client, etc. Okay, and every single day, one of those pieces goes up. I upload it. We'll talk about how to upload it in a second, but I upload it.
Sure.
And the way you do it is, you always want to accompany it with an image. So, for instance, for me, it would be Coco Chanel, Eiffel Tower, whatever is appropriate for that piece. And then a lot of times I lead with a question. So, for instance, a couple days ago, I led with, how are you networking your business? Question mark. And then I say, are you creating deep business relationships? I go on to say, here's a post I created about how to build a tribe so your brand will soar. And then I put the link back to, that goes back to my website, because we always want to drive everyone back to our storefront, which is our website. So I put the link there. And then I added an image. This image in particular was be the type of person you want to meet. Okay? So this is very threefold. One is it's entertaining. Second of all, you want to be interactive with your audience out there, asking them questions. And then third, I link my expertise. I'm leading with my expertise. I'm telling them, I have a blog that tells you how to network and how to build your tribe. Because it's very interesting to me. Here's some value. So every single piece that goes up has value behind it. And as it starts going up every day for 3 weeks, people out there in the marketplace continue to grow their trust, like, and know of you. And that builds business.
Well, and like you said, they get to know who you are. And that's key, because so many people out there, and bless their hearts, because they're just trying to be successful and they don't know how. And they just spam the heck. They'll find a quote. They'll find a Louise Hay quote. They'll add their website to the quote, and then they spam it to, like, you know, I belong to lots of groups out there. I just do. I support. And I see them spam the same freaking, you know, quote, you know, with their name and, you know, come and work with me. Come and work with me. Come and work with me. And yet you don't know anything about them. We know that they like the quote.
Can't trust that.
It's just like, you know, You've got to go to who are you, you know. Telling people, you know, come and work with me and I'll break through your fears. Well, who are you? I don't know anything about you. You like Louise Hay, you like Brene Brown, but you know, you're a life coach, but who do you coach? People with fear. Well, we all have fear. We all need to bust through fear. What is unique about you that I can relate to you with? Does that make sense, Joey?
It does, and I think that what I want to say about the marketing campaigns for them to really work is that you have to do some heavy lifting behind them, right? You have to do the work, right? You have to grab people's attention, be entertaining, not just spam people, but give them real value. And giving them someone else's content as value is fine. That's going to work sometimes, you know, but I don't encourage that often. It's okay to reference Louise Hay, but it's even better to reference an article or blog or a testimonial or something, or tips, something that you're going to give people real value out in the marketplace behind. So, like, for, I just want to give another example, because this can be, it can feel a little complicated, but it's not. And for all the listeners out there, if you ever have a chance, go ahead and watch how I campaign. I'm campaigning right now, so just watch me every day. And it's Joey Garrity. So another example is I tend to like to leverage and start with you know, my call to action. I'm like, I share brand strategies to help women entrepreneurs globally become more visible, influential, and successful. That's how I opened this. And then I go on to say, three visibility tips to increase your earning power. I add the hyperlink, and I add an image that I feel very powerful around, because I want women out there to know that there's nothing shallow about visibility. It is your birthright to shine bright. Okay? So it's another way of building layer cakes. I'm taking quotes of mine that I feel very passionate about. I'm attaching content that I'm speaking to people out there. Say, if you're a women entrepreneur and you want to be more visible, influential, successful, then you're my ideal client. Like, I want to work with you, because that's what I'm looking for, guys. But either way, I still want you to have these visibility tips, because I want you to have value. So it's giving people the expertise value piece that's going to make the difference and being interesting all at the same time. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. And it's once again, it goes back to letting people get to know a little bit more about you and the imagery and highlighting others. Because at the end of the day, Joey, you know, women entrepreneurs, the ones that are listening to the show, and men too, you know, we're not excluding men. It's just that, you know, my show's, you know, geared more towards women. And, we know, you and I, we both work with men. You're not excluded. So, you know, please don't think you're excluded. But, you know, everybody wants to be seen. You know, everybody wants their time to be seen. And in business and in their personal life and in relationships. And, you know, and that's what I love having you come on the show, Joey, because you're so generous with it, what you share. You love working with people and helping them be seen. And I just think it's such a natural fit for you to come from your, you know, your years of, you know, living and working and surviving in an industry that most people don't make it a year, and you did it for over 15, and now to take that and help other people use that experience to help other people be visible and be seen so that they can do their business and that they can grow their business and help other people with their business. You know, unless we're seen, unless people can see us and know that we're there, they can't work with us. So you can have all the best intentions in the world. You can pay, you know, $1,000, $2,000 for these, you know, cookie cutter programs that just tell you to charge more money to be rich, and those can work for some people. But at the end of the day, whatever your passion is, it's how can you show up to be somebody that someone would want to reach out and work with you, and that's what it comes down to at the end of the day by working with you, Joey.
Yeah, no, thank you, Lisa. So that's really beautiful, and what I want to also say is that this really works. This kind of campaigning works, but you have to be in integrity, right? And you really have to be consistent. Like, the consistency, I cannot stress it enough. So when I say 3 weeks every day for 3 weeks, I mean 3 weeks every day for 3 weeks. Just one upload, just one. You don't have to go crazy, you know, because I will have people say, well, I don't want to bother people, and I don't want to inundate their threads. And I'm like, sisters, that's impossible. There are so many people. I mean, it's you know, there's a lot going on out there right now, right? And that whole I don't want to bother people is again part of the fear factor of I don't want to be seen. I don't want people to see me, or I want to be seen a little bit but not a lot. And I'm like your influence out in the marketplace is directly linked to your earning power. So when people come to me and say I want to make more money, I'm like, then you want to start building your influence bigger and bigger and bigger. Because it's directly linked to your earning power. And I'm like, and this is one way of doing it.
It's true. And why do you think that Geico commercials and Weight Watcher commercials and all these commercials, they just don't air one time and then you don't hear them again. They're there. They repeat because all of a sudden you realize, you know what? I do need to get a new I have been thinking about changing my insurance company, and I am thinking about, you know, my friend did lose 90 pounds on Weight Watchers. Maybe I should, you know, it takes more than one time for people to remember and process, because we have so many thoughts, you know, over 40,000 thoughts a day are running through our head. And so you cannot over spam them unless you're spamming them with the same damn spam, you know, getting back to, that's not how you do it.
Right.
You have to have integrity and do it, like you said, a campaign. You know, you've got to do the work. You've got to research and find the images and find the right thing to say. You have to invest in who you are as a person so other people can get to know who you are, so they trust you and they feel safe and they want to work with you. Not because you both like what we say, because that doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. Who are you? And I just so appreciate you, you know, coming on the show and just sharing all these wonderful tips. So Joey, we only have a few minutes left. And before we started the show, you were mentioning that you were working on an upcoming program. Would you share that with the listeners?
Sure. So I'm working on a group program right now, and it's called How to Attract More Clients and Close Deals. Because I want women not to feel like they're selling, because women constantly tell me I hate sales. And I'm like, it's not about selling and it's not about sales. It's about being a service. It's about giving people real value and being of service and their expertise. So I want to, so the group program is built around how to attract your ideal client, and then how through these marketing campaigns on a deeper level, how this is sales without you selling, because you're being of service. You're giving people real value, and you're creating more influence for yourself. So that's the upcoming program that I'm going to be leading with here in just the next couple of weeks.
Wonderful. So we can follow up, and when you have the link to that, how can people reach out and talk to you about this or anything else that they, you know, if they have any questions, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can either contact me through my site, which is the number 113branding.com, or they can find me at Facebook. And my name is a little unusual. It's J-O-I-E, so it's really Joabe. I like to call Joey. And then it's Garrity, and it's G-H-A-R-R-I-P-Y. So they can do it like that. They can do that and find me there. And I'd also love to invite and encourage any women entrepreneurs out there to join my Facebook group. We're 5,800 strong, and it's just, I'm so proud of every single member in this group, because people are sharing their resources, their tips, their techniques, their support, et cetera. So it's Branding for Professional Business Women.
That's a fabulous group, and I belong to it too, by the way. And I've gotten so much good information. People are so generous on their sharing their tips, yourself included. So if people want to get more of your tips and stuff, that is definitely the group for them to join. So, Joey, I'm so excited for you to be on here. And one of the treats that I share for the listeners that are listening is I pull a card. One of the tools that I use in my business is my Gypsy fortune-telling cards that were gifted to me over 30 years ago. And so, Joey, are you curious on what card I pulled today?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so excited. So the card that I pulled for the listeners today is the Five of Hearts. And this is a really, really cool heart. I love hearts. Every time I turn over the hearts, I just love it. And this card is talking about, for those of you listening, that perhaps something that you've longed for or that you hope for, it hasn't turned out the way that you've expected it to. And you feel as if your hopes have been dashed. But this card is suggesting for you not to give up too quickly. Something may have been lost, and it may not have gone as you've been expected. But once again, if you're in a situation where your hopes look completely defeated, don't give up. Instead, try to make use of your high levels of intuition for yourself and not for others. Because deep within your heart, you will sense that there's other avenues to explore. So this card is about tuning into your intuition and thinking, what could more possibilities be? And when I tell people to think about this and to meditate or pray, however you do this, it's really important to just close your eyes. Have no television, no electronics around you, and just sit quietly and ask the universe, you know, how can I handle this differently? Who can I reach out to? And so, Joy, I want to share with the listeners how this card ties into something that I was going through. I've been stuck on a question about my business going forward, and I wasn't sure where to turn to, and I just think that, oh, I don't want to bug people anymore. And when I took that quiet time to just go quiet within myself and meditate, I came all of a sudden a name of a mentor that I haven't, you know, called upon for over a year, because, you know, he's busy and I didn't want to bother him. All of a sudden his name just popped into my head, just clear as daylight. And I got on the phone. I thought, I wonder if he'll even answer. He's like, right there, and, you know, on caller ID, he goes, Lisa, how are you? And I just said, Bill, I'm kind of stuck. And I said, and I'd like to run something by you. And he's like going, when can you come over? And so, Joey, I'm going to go see him tomorrow. And we're going to talk about the situation that popped into my mind. So, you know, this card is a reminder to that sometimes we just have to quiet our minds and our souls and our spirit and go within.
Beautiful. Thank you. I love that card.
So it's just wonderful. So everybody,
We will be back next Monday with a show that's going to be talking about Periscope. So for those of you who are curious about Periscope, maybe you've dabbled in it or maybe you've heard of it and you don't know what it's about, I'm going to be having an expert, which I'll be sharing with you later on in the week, the contact information for the show. So that is going to be my topic for next week. Joey, thank you once again for coming back, and I look forward to having you back again because you are always so generous.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Thank you. And everybody, we will be back. Have a wonderful day.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.